The sweat. The push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Police officer in Lusaka arrested for unlawful discharging of a firearm in public. Mukushi District records one confirmed case of mpox. In African news, Niger military leaders to nationalize a uranium firm. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A police officer identified as Constable Zuka of the paramilitary unit has been apprehended for unlawfully discharging an AK-47 rifle in a public area within Bauleni compound in Lusaka. The incident occurred today, June 21st, 2025, at around 0:30 hours. Police Public Relations Officer Ray Hamonga says the officer was disarmed and arrested after a report was made by concerned members of the public at 0710 hours. Mr. Hamonga says that Constable Zuka is currently being held at Woodlands Main Police Station and is expected to face charges in court soon. He disclosed that the firearm has since been recovered and secured.
21st June 2025 at 0710 hours received a report from concerned members of the public regarding the unlawful discharge of a firearm by a police officer. The report led to the apprehension of Constable Zuka of paramilitary unit. It is alleged that he unlawfully discharged an AK-47 rifle in a public place within Berlin compound. The incident occurred around 06:30 hours today. The officer was immediately disarmed and taken into custody, and the fireman AK-47 rifle has since been recovered and secured. The officer has since been moved to Woodlands Police Station, where he remains in custody and will be charged accordingly. He is expected to appear in court soon. The Zambia Police Service strongly condemns any forms of misconduct by its officers and reiterates its commitment to upholding the highest standards of professionalism, discipline and accountability.
The Department of Health in Mukushi District has recorded one confirmed case of monkeypox, also known as mpox. The case was confirmed by District Health Director Dr. Kelvin Sinkala in an interview. Dr. Sinkala said health authorities have moved quickly to respond by increasing surveillance measures across the district. He noted that contact tracing is already underway to identify and monitor individuals who may have been exposed. He advised members of the public to avoid close contact with others, especially those that are showing symptoms, and to consistently practice good hygiene. He further reminded the public to watch for symptoms such as fever, body aches, and rash, and to report any suspected cases to the nearest health facility promptly.
Bantu kupitia through contact, then umuntu kwetu bulwe ala kwata rash pamubiri mamubiri wako lakaba akula mpono kunaka na simbi na simbi kanshi mi monekele ya rash wena ila moneka fe kwa tifirefi moneka chicken pox ya alipalana kanshi mwana umukalamba ngambo kwata irash utukileni pachipatala wangu wangu pakutibaya meva kushe ni mpox inanguteyo.
Rehabilitation works and upgrading of key township roads have commenced, with Kitwe expected to have 16.2 kilometers of road work done. Speaking when Minister of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Spiri, met with a contractor at the Kitwe Civic Center, Kitwe Mayor Mpasamwaya stated that the project is being closely monitored to ensure the contractor executes their work effectively.
That is, the contractor has mobilized and we are glad that we have the position as an operating for our project manager. The contractor, I must say, that is working closely with our engineering department as they are executing their work. I must also put on record the PS that Kitwe residents are excited that finally government has thought of Kitwe and considered giving us a kilometer stay there in. We are also happy that the contractor seems to be moving and in the, not much the expectation of our residents in Kitwe, but through our project managers, we are slowly understanding their mobilization as well as the work that so far they have undertaken.
However, Mr. Piri emphasized that the government is committed to supporting local contractors and nationwide, using local authorities to do the same.
And I must have faith to say that we as a ministry are determined to empower the local contractors, the local authorities to support as much as possible these local contractors so that enables to operate efficiently and effectively. This is the only way we are going to grow the economy of this country by empowering our own citizens. So we must resist this temptation of thinking that unless it's not black, that's what it works.
Meanwhile, Zulu Barrow Consulting Limited representative Julius Njovu expressed optimism about the progress of the ongoing project being done by Nchimfa Enterprise Limited despite initial challenges with funding.
In terms of challenges, despite the evidence that the expectations obviously of the citizens of very long, we've seen a lot of activity. But I have to point out that there's a lot that has to go into the exercise in terms of fundamentals before progress can pick up and be very visible to the public. And we expect that progress will pick up. And the public will be much happier to see the work that
Chipangali District in Eastern Province has made strides in the fight against child labor through rescuing over 160 children who were victims of the same. The 160 children have since been enrolled back in school. This came to light during the commemoration of the World Day Against Child Labor, which was held under the theme, Progress is Clear, but There is More to Do, Let's Speed Up Efforts. Eastern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Lewis Mwape said poor education policies and poor implementation of labor laws make many children unable to access school. Dr. Mwape, however, noted that through government efforts, every child has an opportunity to attain a decent education. He disclosed that about 265 children who dropped out of school in the province were taken back as a result of the free education policy. He has therefore called on traditional leaders and the church to encourage children in communities who are of age to return to school. Dr. Mwape further noted that a household empowerment was important to the fight against child labor. We now break for a few commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
The business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Bongo Bongo, Zambia's number one casino. Join now at www.bongobongo.co.za. 18 plus, bet responsibly. Terms and conditions apply.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zame order, zame nchalandida, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg chihuahua 120.